Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Escaping Denver, Episode 2, The Ladder. Exactly 1 mile above sea level, or 5,280 feet if it suits you. I assumed it would be close, but I didn't expect the Mile High City to actually be a mile high. I thought it was just one of those things like the Big Apple or the Windy City. Before I started getting messages, I knew shockingly little about Denver. Definitely struggled to place it on a map. Denver just didn't play an important enough role in my life. Now, though, kind of obsessed. For instance, did you know they have this airport that was built in 95? And it's apparently over a series of tunnels or something. There are dozens of theories about what's going on under there. A New World Order, apocalypse bunker, government labs. The airport even leans into the mythology a bit. Putting up murals and sculptures. Doesn't all that sound, eerily familiar, though? The bunker of it all? In Denver? I'm not a tin foil hat guy, I promise. I'm normal. Or average. I'm plain. But I can't help but thinking that things are lining up. It's like the airport conspiracy stuff and the messages are connected. Or at least feel connected. This might be a non-starter for you, but it's what got me hooked. How does Noah, this guy from Newark, New Jersey, and Sarah, a girl from Flagstaff, Arizona, end up in Denver? The two starting points are on opposite sides of the country. In Denver? Why Denver? Are they even in Denver? There's this conspiracy theory tunnel thing that lines right up, but Noah and Sarah really could be anywhere. Wouldn't it make more sense for it to be in either Newark or Flagstaff? But then why the receipt for Denver? I feel crazy. This is why I need your help. I'm clearly not coping well. I don't tend to like uncertainty. It's anxiety. It just feels like fear. I'm not even the one being held captive. And yet, 2 weeks ago, I get these voice messages and now I'm tethered to them. On the surface, just as trapped as Noah and Sarah are below. At least until we figure out what happened to them. Well, Noah and Sarah are together now, for better or worse. And now that we're moving as a unit, the recordings are almost exclusively from Noah's phone, our ever-diligent field reporter. I have enough of these messages to keep releasing episodes for a little while. I just have to put them in the right order, so please be patient with me. I'm trying. It takes time. Here's the next batch of messages I pieced together.
Update. I'm using my map to get back to that ladder I found earlier. Sarah has decided to come along with me, which is great because my left hand is likely broken. Thankfully, Sarah is a nurse.
I'm not a nurse. I just took a first aid course for work.
Well, she wrapped it up and it feels much better than it did.
What are the holes for?
The wall ones? No idea. Maybe for those dog things.
Oh, the ones without the eyes?
I know what I saw.
It just sounds crazy.
Any crazier than what we're literally going through right now? That's what I thought. Anyways, we get to the ladder, and we climb out of the eyeless dog level, and hopefully won't have to deal with them again.
And if we're not underground?
What?
What if we're not underground? That ladder could be taking us further from the entrance. Hadn't thought of that, had you? That's what I thought.
We are at an impasse. I want to go left towards the ladder we know exists, and Sarah wants to head to where the wind is coming from.
Doesn't the wind mean there could be an exit this way? I'm no scientist.
No. You're not. Neither of us are. So why not head to what we know?
What you know? I still don't know who the hell you are, Noah. I know my gut, though, and my gut says to follow the wind.
Have fun with your gut. I'm gonna follow my brain.
Rude.
Fine. We follow the wind until we run out of receipt to map our way back. Fair? Thank you. Lead on.
Sorry if you can hear the cars or whatever. All this talk of wind, I had to open a window. The wind. Totally makes sense to go towards it, but I get Noah's instinct to want to head back to the ladder and climb out of that place. I wouldn't want to stick around. But that's not why I've chimed in. It's Sarah. I know these are extraordinary circumstances or whatever, but I think she's hiding something. First, she knew how to unscrew her bed leg to be able to use it as a weapon. Then she hinted at being locked up, and now she has enough expertise to properly wrap a broken hand? It's suspect. Maybe she's military. Or ex-military. I don't know what she is, but she's something.
We've made a discovery. It's a bed leg, like the one that Sarah has, and there's blood on it. I don't know how this would have gotten out here. Maybe there were more cells, which might mean there are others like us.
Don't touch it.
This isn't a crime scene.
Maybe it is.
Then call the cops. Until they arrive, I'm gonna carry it. Looks like it came in handy. This is crazy. We came around the corner and the wind is strong enough to push us over.
Keep moving.
And Sarah is behind me, using me as a windbreak. Not the greatest feeling.
Come on.
I'm documenting this, just in case. I can't hold a bed leg and record because someone broke my hand. Feel free to either lead the way, or record, or help me in any way.
I'm recording now. Noah is still blocking the wind as we head towards the source of it. Hopefully towards an exit.
Possible exit.
They're all possible exits, you moron. Everything is possible until you disprove it. Just keep blocking the wind. Anyways, we're heading towards a likely exit, and we must be getting pretty close because the wind is crazy. I blew out one of my hair ties. And we're stopping. What now?
There's a huge opening ahead of us.
To the outside?
No idea.
Then head towards it.
There's something else.
What?
Something else.
What is that?
Looks like a body.
I haven't cut him off. He actually ended the message there. Really left us on a cliffhanger. So they found a body. Or something that looks like one, which is, I guess, fitting given their situation. But who the hell is it? Another captive? A captor? Some third group that we don't even know about yet? And what about the bed leg? It's gotta be involved with the dead guy, right? I mean, why else would they have found a bloody weapon? And if it is a body, we've at least learned something. They're not safe. Death is definitely on the table here.
There's a body. There's a dead body. I knew there had to be others like us when I saw that bed leg, but I just didn't expect that. It didn't look right, they had been torn apart. What the hell are we into? It wasn't an exit either. I didn't get that close, but Noah said it looked like a giant fan. He's there at the body now, looking for clues or whatever. Or is he? I mean, is this why he didn't want me to go towards the wind? He didn't want me to see what he'd done? This is the sort of thing that burrows into your mind. I just can't trust him. How could I, considering where I'm at? Truth is, I'm too scared to do this alone, so I'm stuck with him.
She was right about following the wind. I assumed from the beginning that there were others like me and Sarah, but to find evidence was really important. Sadly, he didn't make it. Something, or many somethings, ripped him apart. Probably the dog things. Ever cut yourself and been able to smell the blood? Like that metallic smell in the air where you can almost taste it? It's overwhelming here. Even with the airflow. What if this maze isn't testing us? What if it's testing the dog things and we're just smart bait? I'm taking his belt and shoelaces. this fan is crazy. It's huge. Like 30, no, 40 feet across. I can't quite see what's going on above it. Looks like a long shaft. It hurts to open your eyes while you're under the fan. Below is a drop-off into darkness, so it's a dead end. And I'm gonna go find Sarah.
All right, now I'm starting to think that the bed leg was the dead guy's weapon. And when he lost it, maybe those dog things just tore him apart. It's confusing. The situation gives off lab rat vibes, like someone is sending their captives through a maze, but Noah brought up a good point. What if it's not about them? They left Noah and Sarah with their phones because they never expected them to get reception. Because this maze is actually for testing and training those dog things. But then, why pluck people from airports then? If they're not the subjects of the experiment, there has to be an easier way to get your hands on human bait, as cruel as that sounds. Why take people from secure and highly monitored buildings like an airport? It just doesn't make sense.
You're even gonna record this? We're just following your receipt to the ladder.
I'm gonna record as much as I can. Hold the button down for a couple seconds and voila, I don't need to hold my phone anymore. Do you have any enemies?
That's question one.
It feels like a reasonable place to start.
How about the body we just saw? Was it male or female? What killed them? Do they have a name?
He was male. As far as I could tell, it was killed by those dog things, and I didn't get a name.
They didn't leave him his wallet?
I didn't check.
But you had enough time to take his belt.
He wasn't going to be using it. Now I'll ask again. Do you have any enemies?
Loads.
If you're not going to take this seriously...
I'm taking this seriously. I'm following you, aren't I? We're in a fucking labyrinth of creepy tunnels, trying to evade creatures who are apparently eyeless, and we just stumbled upon the carcass of some dude that got eaten. I'm taking this seriously.
So you have enemies?
Well, everyone has enemies. But if you're asking if any of my enemies could have access to a giant bunker in Denver? No. Becky from high school doesn't feel like a likely candidate.
Well, I do have enemies that could have access to this sort of thing.
Are you like a spy?
No, but I run a blog.
Now he's not taking it seriously.
My blog covers a number of topics that people in power would want censored. I'm talking corruption at the highest level, maybe even higher than that.
Conspiracy theories?
Yeah, but they're not theories. Clearly. Why else would I have been taken?
Then why was I taken? I don't run a blog or a vlog or a discussion board. I work reception. Tell me how that fits in here. It's the height of egocentric to assume this is all about you.
I'm not saying it's all about me. But you can't deny that my blog came into play here. This has government conspiracy written all over it.
Can we stop talking and just walk?
We're at the ladder.
Well, we had your receipt.
Yes, the map worked perfectly.
Now what?
We climb.
I'll go first, because...
You broke my hand.
Because I broke your hand.
Fair.
It's locked.
What do you mean it's locked?
There's a lock, and it's closed. Locked.
I mean, what kind of lock? Can we pick it?
Who do you think we are? And no, it's a combo lock, 4 digits.
Try 1947.
No.
1963?
No.
What about 0911?
Where are you getting these numbers?
Roswell, Kennedy assassination, and 9/11.
You're an idiot. Might as well check your magic receipt for what to do next.
Try 3643.
What year is that?
Just try it.
How did you know that?
It was the total on my magic receipt. Still think it's not about me?
I know we're still new to this, but that felt uncharacteristically confident for Noah, right? Now I'm thinking the same thing as you. What can you get for 36.43 at the Denver airport? Airport food is expensive, so I doubt he would have gotten much for 36 bucks. So a book, maybe? Noah seems like he reads. Maybe a neck pillow? The reality is it's not Noah's receipt. It can't be. I refuse to believe that he'd make it all the way to Denver, shop, and then conveniently forget all about it. Somebody put that receipt there, so I don't know if they really are in Denver. They certainly want us to think that, which causes its own string of questions. Not to insert doubt, I want us to continue thinking outside the box as we follow Noah and Sarah up the ladder.
Okay. Ready. Open it. Slowly. Sarah is about to open the hatch.
Will you shut up? I think I hear something.
Починається другий етап. Підготуйтесь до другого етапу.
두 번째 단계가 시작됩니다. 두 번째 단계를 준비하십시오.
What's it saying?
What the hell was that? I thought you said we were in Denver.
I said the receipt said Denver. And just because we heard other languages, that doesn't mean we're not in Denver.
Well then what did they say, Brainiac?
I'm smart. Doesn't mean I'm cultured. I don't speak anything beyond English.
Secondo grado. Secondo grado.
Secondo.
Are you out of your mind?
Secondo means second. It's Latin.
You know Latin?
I know at least one word of Latin. They're talking about us. Maybe that we're together. That I found the second one.
Or I did.
They know we're together. Let's hope they just don't know where we are. Let me peek. Take this.
Anything?
Shh. Looks like a small room. There's a doorway, but no door. I'm gonna open further.
Darn.
Why not? Are we supposed to go back down and wait to get eaten? Do you actually have another plan, or are you just being contrarian?
Just open it slowly.
I only have one hand.
Yes, I broke your hand. Up.
She stopped recording.
I couldn't climb and record.
I taught you the button thing. I was talking to myself like an idiot. We're up and out of the line. I poked my head into the hallway, which appears deserted. Same polished concrete, but there are doors in this hallway. No dog holes or whatever you call them. Maybe they weren't expecting us to get to this level. Maybe
we should just get going.
We'll let you know if we find anything.
So we tried like a million doors and finally found one that opened. Noah's in there now and I'm standing watch. I don't know why we need someone to be on the lookout. We've made so much noise trying the doors that someone would have come out by now. Shouldn't someone have come out by now? I mean, did they expect us to know the code and make it here? And why randomly leave one door unlocked? It's all too intentional. Mr. Conspiracy Blog doesn't seem to think it's strange. There's a phone charger in there, for God's sake. It's like this is a video game and it allows us to stock up before facing the big boss. That's what this feels like. Shit. What if that's what this is? Noah?
I used to work at a gym. More community center than gym, really. Summer job. But why that plays in is that sound. That series of thunks, I know it. When I used to close up, I had to kill the lights in the gym. I'd hit the switch and thunk, 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 they'd all go out, one right after the other. What I'm saying is right now, pretty sure they're in the dark. We'll jump back to Noah, who was also recording inside the room, and we'll get to hear the lights go out again from his perspective.
Call me naive, but I really think we found something here. We tried 50 doors until we found this one, and it seems worth it. There's this big map on the wall. I'm assuming it's this place, or at least this floor. There's so many rooms. I'll take a picture of it, but in case my phone dies, we should take this down. The air isn't stale like down below. I could swear on our walk that I smelled coffee, like we had just missed the people working here. Huh, never know what you might find. Found a phone charger already. I know that part sounds suspect, but people keep chargers in their desk all the time. Standard office stuff. And even if it is suspect, isn't it just more proof they want to keep us alive? No windows, but there's a plant. And it's fake. Why add beauty to this hellscape if it's just to watch us die? There's also the possibility that whoever left me the receipt also left this door unlocked. Although, I don't understand why anyone would try to help us.
Noah?
Sarah, what happened?
The lights went out.
Obviously, but how?
Now I'm an electrician? I assumed it was because you touched something.
If nothing is happening, you should go back to keeping watch while I take down this map.
If nothing's happening, then what am I watching for?
Just do it, please.
Noah, there's a light. A door's opening or something. No. Shit, shit, shit.
What?
Dogs. Help me move the desk. I used to like dogs.
Those things aren't dogs. Think. What do we do? What do we do? Whistle.
Did you just ask me to whistle? You, clap. See how that feels?
No, the whistle. I heard a whistle the last time with the things and it called them away. What if we whistle like that and it sends them away?
What if we whistle like that and it calls them to us? Okay, try it. Wait, what are you doing with the plant?
That thing, where you put the leaf between your palms. Did I do it?
No, it just called them. Granted, now they're just sitting there.
Well, fuck.
What about a vent? There's always a vent.
There's not always a vent.
Found it.
I guess we're going in a vent. They never tell you how much it hurts the knees to crawl through a vent.
It sucks.
It does. This vent is crazy. It seemingly goes on forever, and there are sections made of stone. Like stone ducting, or we just go in and out of stone walls. I don't know. We've been crawling a while, and now we've hit a T-intersection. It's too dark to see how far they go on either side. I don't have a clue where to go.
Just go right.
But why?
Well, then go left. I don't care. Just keep moving. If those dog things get in here, I'm the first eaten.
I'll go right. You stay put and...
Be on the lookout, I figured.
Ugh, it really does just murder your knees. The metal almost hurts more than the stone, to be honest, but it all sucks. Another T. There's another T!
Perfect. Stay there and debate it for another 20 minutes.
Not helpful. No. No, 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 no.
What's happening? It's closing! The stone's closing!
Damn it! You sons of...
Noah!
Now I understand the stone section. Sarah, try to pull it open. Are you pulling? Oh, I'm sweating is this vent heating up? Oh, it's heating up. Son of a bitch is heating up. Sarah, the vent is heating up. Sarah! Sarah!
Wow. Vents heating up is some next level spy shit. It's the kind of thing that only happens in movies. Or at least I thought. We're gonna end off here. It's as much as I could get ready because the next series of messages are way out of order. Harder to organize them when they get separated, so I'm gonna need a week or so to do that. As always, thank you to Curious Cast for helping us get these messages out. Come back again for another episode of Escaping Denver.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.